And guess what? He's not playing hard to get. First, he made them in two groups. Some of them should come not to oppose, because these are the guys promised the chair, right? So they're here to talk for the other people. The other Murids, they are here because they don't like the situation they're in, right? Now he will do something better. He will crush them. See? How dare you? If I'm the God, I'm the guy you believe in, when I say black is white, you should say black is white, right? If you believe in me, why do you question my action? This is what he is going to say. Say it loud and clear. You read.
How a vizier refused the request of the disciples. He said, "Beware, O you enslaved by words and talk, you who seek admonition of the speech of the tongue and of the ear."
Okay, if you were standing over there, what would be your reaction? She's sleeping, wait, you wake her up. It's you. If you were standing over there and the vizier came down and said, "Beware, you people. You are enslaved by word and talk, and you're doing this and that." What would be your reaction?
Disagree with him.
I hoped that you would say, I would stand up and say, "You son of a bitch, you only talked. You have nothing else but this. What did you do? If you're enslaved with talking, you did the talking." But it doesn't happen that way. This is how intelligence works. It will lead from one step to the other one, to other one, to other one, and you never realize where something was changed and you don't know it. I remember always the mathematical game. All the children, they are interested in mathematics. One day they learned that you could prove that 182 equals 13. And you could do that. And it's very simple. It's a game. The game goes like this. You try to put them here and then reverse them and divide them by two and multiply them. And nobody knows that once in this calculation you multiply them by zero or divide them by zero. But you don't mention it. So both sides are equal now. Both are zero nonsense. You change it, then they will see that two different numbers look equal. You don't know where you're cheated. This is the problem with this intelligence. Is it? Is there any one of you who knows that my intelligence, this part of my intelligence is rotten? Do you recognize one rotten part of it? And if everything is perfect, how come the outcome is ridiculous? Excuse me, even you're laughing at it, you yourself, right? That's how it is. Some part of it is rotten, but you don't have time to notice it. You don't have the link. There are times that you say some big word about the relativity of Albert Einstein. You will ask, "Excuse me, what is the meaning of relativity?" You don't know. But you just coach it and it comes strong and it works. It works to ruin the basis of your own intelligence and your logic. That's how it works. Rumi will show it to you that, look at the guy. The guy came to the Christians with a lot of talking. Now he will say, "Why are you enslaved by talking? You have to stop doing this, being my opposition." Yes?
"Put cotton wool in the ear of the low sense. Take off the bandage of that sense from your eyes. The ear of the head is the cotton wool of the ear of the conscience. Until the former becomes deaf, the inward is deaf.
What are these mean? Lucky, your turn. Because this is an easy question.
It's too much.
This is the trap. See? Read it again, please. The cotton.
Put cotton wool in the ear of the low sense. Take off the bandage of the sense from your eyes. The ear of the...
Okay. This was something. He said, is this correct or is this nonsense? Your guess, Anna. This is perfectly the saying of Rumi. Rumi is talking to you. There is no vizier here. This is the confusing part of it. Because when he wants to say the correct stuff, he doesn't care who is saying it. And here, he's right. Every piece is correct. The relationship between the parts were the problem. You remember the things that he was giving to each amir? Each thing he said was correct, right? He said, yes, this is correct, but not absolute. This is correct, this could be correct. Here, these are not could be correct. These are the correct one, because the Rumi got a point here. They will tell you, you know what? If you want to listen to the hidden music, isn't it obvious that you have to turn the volume of your music center low to listen to the music I'm talking about? They come to your house and say, oh, have you noticed the wind today is really like a music? Listen. What would you do? The first is to turn off the radio. If not, could you do them both? We are talking about the higher level of consciousness, which is deep down. If you want to listen to that, we have to stop this one. So put a cotton in here, so the other gate will open. You will use the other one. Then he stops here to explain it to you. So listen carefully. Don't get very busy with the story and that. We say, look at you. You have some antennas, some senses, physical one, animalistic one. When I say here, you're referring to this, right? Close this down, put a cotton in this one. Because you have another sense, which is not working yet, because you're busy with this one. If you don't do that, you will not hear what I say. That's why I insist you listen carefully. So read it again, please.
Put cotton wool in the ear of the low sense. Take off the bandage of sense from your eyes. The ear of the head is the cotton wool of the ear of the conscience.
Until this one is the cotton wool of the other one. Put a cotton wool in this, so this one cannot work as a cotton wool for that. Because when I'm talking, I tell you several times, when I'm talking, your intelligence is listening. If you could only turn it down, believe me, if there are some moments, if you experience it, that you are a little bit drunk, or a little bit high, or a little bit out of the physical balance, then I'll talk to you, then you will hear more, and the feeling will really pass on. But the intelligence doesn't let it happen. You want to be clever. Do you remember the homework, last time's homework? You said, sharpening the mind is not the trick. Here he explains it more, that you are not here to sharpen your intelligence. This ear is working as a cotton ball for the other one. So you have to close this down, slow down your intelligence, slow down your whatever to listen to the other one. Yes?
Until the former becomes deaf, that inward is deaf. Become without sense and without ear and without thought, that you may hear the call, return.